Hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today we are going to talk about Valentine's things, all about Valentine's things with my good friend, Brian the Diamond. I know you've seen Brian on TikTok and Instagram and all over the place with his viral videos. He is a character, and we are going to talk about confidence, how to put yourself out there, Valentine's topics. You guys are going to love this. What do you do? What are you known for?
So I'm known for, it just depends, but for the most part, I would consider it lifestyle comedy. I really integrate my followers and my audience into like my life. So that's where we have, you know, the, the privacy. I don't really have much of that.
No boundaries.
Even though sometimes
just
I want
Brian
them.
Brian in the raw. Well,
yeah,
literally. Valentine's is coming.
Mm-hmm.
You're like the biggest Cupid. And he has so many tips for girls and guys out there.
100%. So something that I'm currently struggling on, because this is also my birthday month. So something I'm struggling on, because I'm about to turn 25, and I was like, holy shit, like, I feel like I'm getting so old.
It's like
and
a
then,
quarter century
yeah.
existential crisis.
And then I walk in here, and all the girls are like, you look so good, you look great. And I think it's really important to remember that, like, you are your biggest critic, but also your perception of yourself is 100% different than everyone else's perception.
Yeah.
Because I walk in here, and I'm like, I'm talking to Dr. K, and I was like, I just got a facial, so, like, obviously my skin looks better.
Yes.
Hashtag Dr. K products today. But I walked in here, and everyone was like, you look so good, you look so great, and I was like, that's so funny, because, like, on the inside, I'm like, I don't feel like I look good and great, but, like, I walk here, and
you
I'm talking
feeling
to everyone.
Yourself.
I really wasn't.
Well, what do people do when they're not feeling themselves? Because it does hit you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it just hits you.
So, there's the obvious one. You can cry in your bed alone. Sometimes I do that. It's fine. but then, for the most part, I think, like, just remember that you're your biggest critic. And always,
I think the voice that you speak to yourself with, to
mm-hmm.
me, I have to put that in the check, because you
most
get into
definitely.
This negative mindset where you're just saying all the bad things. And
or the comparison game. Comparison is the thief of joy, guys. You cannot compare yourself to literally anyone else, because it's not apples to apple. You are a perfect individual, and no matter how much you think you're not or you think there's issues, people feel the same issues that you do.
What's in right now for girls and for guys? Like, as far as, I don't know, looking good, feeling great.
Okay, so
you were telling me about lips in Miami, how it was scary.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily that it's scary. I feel like some people, like, they want to tweak themselves, but then obviously, like, this is she's a cosmetic queen, and we're going to sit here, like, this is obviously cosmetic. Let's be real, guys. People are filler blind, and that's fine. Like, some people are filler blind. That's totally fine. But just remember that, like, whenever you are building up on a look, right, you don't want to completely change, until you're, like, unrecognizable. You're not going to recognize yourself. You can build up on your look, girl, but there's nothing wrong with getting that filler dissolved, too. Trust me. There's nothing wrong with it.
I think it's like accessorizing clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
most
you know,
definitely.
You were going to do this, that, and that, and then mm-hmm. you just take off one thing.
Yeah.
Take away one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down a little bit.
100%.
We're doing a ton of collagen stimulators, so that's super popular. And
she was just telling me about this, and I was like,
Sam Sperm Facial.
What is this?
Have you not heard?
No.
So really great polynucleotides, which are DNA repair molecules. They come from the actual sperm of the salmon. And we microneedle that into your face, and you get, like, so much, like, glow, glassy skin, glowy skin.
This is interesting. I didn't know you guys did that.
Yes. Okay, so that's trending.
Oh, my gosh.
For us, that's trending.
Mm-hmm.
Collagen stimulators are trending. Super hydrating skincare.
I'll be honest.
Really trending.
And I'm going to make a reel about it later, too. So, like, I have a ton of her products, right? But, like, I have my two that I really use, and I've been using them for, like, I've been coming to her for, like, 3-4 years now. It's, the stem cell is new, because I used to use the Night Quench as, like, a regular moisturizer.
Mm-hmm.
But I use her stem cell moisturizer, and then I use her green tea cleanser. And those work great for me. I feel like those are really, really, really good products. But I can use Dr. K's products for 6 months to almost 8 months, because it's just one pump.
It's a small,
it's,
super
it's
strong amount.
Literally
yeah.
one pump, like her moisturizer, one pump, I look like I have dewy skin.
Love
one
it.
Pump, I cleanse my whole entire face.
Honestly, I feel like that's another trend
mm-hmm.
that I am becoming much more aware of how many layers of chemicals, colorants, preservatives,
most definitely.
Stuff that I put on my face. They say
most
that,
definitely.
Yeah, like they say that the average woman and the average even 13-year-old puts a combination of more than 20 products on their skin before they leave the house every day.
Oh my gosh.
And imagine, you can imagine how many preservatives, chemicals, and ingredients are in that.
That's ridiculous.
And for men, it's less. It's like 4.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
But I'll be honest, like I have her whole skincare line. Love all of her products, but one thing that like I traveled to LA, right? So I'm from Florida. I bring her cleanser and her Stump Cell moisturizer.
I love
They're
that.
Good. They work well. It's there's no fluff. There's no extra. I don't need to bring the whole thing. Obviously, you do like once a week. You want to do the exfoliator. You want to do the extra stuff. But your basics. Stick to your basics. You don't need a 20-step skincare product. That's like the skincare plan.
Yeah.
That's not like, it's not going to be as beneficial as you think. You're just caking and slapping more products on over and over again. And then that's why you get those blackheads and stuff like that. Like, if you do your makeup, you could put as much makeup on as you want, as long as you properly take care of your skin afterwards. But don't, like, do a bunch of makeup and then go to sleep with it.
Exactly.
No, you don't want to, like, age, babe.
And for Valentine's tips about, like, how do you break the ice if you want to meet someone or relationships, I think that's tough for everybody.
Don't lower your standards for someone else.
Yeah.
Remember, like, you're that girl. But when it comes to breaking the ice with people, I feel like talk to them like a friend. Like, talk to them like a friend in the beginning, and that's how you can break the ice if you're friendly. Like, what's the worst that's going to happen? They're not going to like you? Like, okay, there's like 8 billion other people on this planet. You'll be totally fine, I promise you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't get upset or have the fear of rejection, because it's almost like when you think of entrepreneurs. Like, how many times do you think an entrepreneur fails before they succeed?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if you get rejected by someone or if you're scared of rejection, kind of just like look at yourself like from like a bird's eye view. Like, it's not that serious. Like, if it doesn't work when you're breaking the ice, girl, whatever.
Just put yourself out there.
Most definitely. Put yourself out there and love yourself.
I'm so glad you came to visit.
Oh my God, me too.
Where can people find you?
So, it's just Brian the Diamond everywhere, literally. So, on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat.
Happy Galentine's.
Love you guys.
Valentine's, guys, gals, all of your friends.
Have a good one, Angel.
Well, that's it for now, guys. Don't forget to give your Valentine a great big kiss. Remember, love is in the air this week, this month, every day. Put yourself out there. Make yourself make a connection. Make some small talk. It's your mission to connect with people. That's the best, brightest, and happiest mission in life, to make good life connections and friends. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DRKAY. And our website is the same, beautybybydrk.com. where you can find our amazing skincare, and find me here every Tuesday for a longer podcast and every Friday for a 5-minute Friday. Our podcast has grown so much. I'm so, so grateful for all our listeners, and I really hope to dive deep into talk a lot of topics this year, topics about wellness, longevity, health, cellular medicine, beauty from the inside out. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.